Our forests have always been one of our key resources, and these forests may become of even more importance to us in the future. On this edition of the Graduate School Presents, James Hanover, professor of forestry at Michigan State University, discusses valuable new uses for trees, as well as methods for improving the regeneration of this important renewable resource.
Well, our main goal in our project in the forestry department is to develop better trees for the state of Michigan. We want to substantially increase the productivity of forest lands in the state. Towards that end, we have a number of different projects and approaches. In general, we have two approaches. One is genetics. We're attempting to get improvement in many of our Michigan species through traditional genetic means, selection of superior trees and species, making new hybrids between species, and then getting this material out under test and picking the best materials for given sites. The other main thrust is the cultural improvement of trees. Most of our Michigan forests are amenable to a considerable amount of improvement just by applying better cultural techniques. One of these cultural techniques is the planting of seedlings, again, genetically superior, preferably, at spacings that will allow trees to develop maximally on the site that they are planted. This is plantation culture of trees, and in its extreme, it is a form of what we call agroforestry. It's very intensive forestry.
How does the plantation type of growing process improve the growth of the trees themselves?
Well, plantations improve tree growth in two ways. First, as I mentioned, we can use better genetic material if we don't depend on natural seeding and natural reforestation. So we can get a considerable increase by using better genetic material. Secondly, the plantation material is space planted so that we know ahead of time how much space a given tree needs to develop its full potential. And we may be talking in terms of 15 years of growth at maybe a 10 by 10 foot spacing to develop a 6 to 9 inch pulpwood stick, or we may be talking about much shorter rotations and therefore much closer spacings to develop trees for some of the newer energy purposes, that is combustion or production of alcohol or even animal feed.
Could you elaborate somewhat on some of these new uses for the trees?
Michigan and the United States as a whole has a vast resource in its forests. And much of that resource is unused. We're growing far more wood and fiber than we are actually removing from the forest now. In addition, most of our forests are very underproductive. They can be improved substantially in their total productivity if we apply these cultural and genetic techniques. So even, for example, in the state of Michigan, we have a resource that can provide, for example, the equivalent of millions of barrels of oil in energy equivalents if we manage those forests properly. Now, obviously, I'm not advocating that we use all our forests to convert to energy products, but I'm saying that there's enough to take all the traditional uses of our forests and even have better forests in the end, aesthetically better, and yet still have a substantial contribution to our energy picture in a state like Michigan by producing either chemical feedstock for getting the chemicals that we use, have formerly gotten from or still do from petroleum, alcohols and such.
James Hanover, professor of forestry at Michigan State University, on this edition of the Graduate School Presents. For the Michigan State University Tape Network, this has been John Nielsen.